Praise the Lord. Well, this is an exciting time for us as a church, I think, and for me, I know it is. When God expands ministries in a church, it's a sign that God is moving. We just finished our Wednesday night Bible study on the book Experiencing God, and one of the key marks to experiencing God is realizing that God is working through you to do something that he wants to accomplish. And one of the things that it mentions to you in there is when you see God doing something, make sure you see it and then get involved with it. It's not like we create something and ask God to bless it. When God is working, he starts it. We just have to recognize what he's doing and then get on board with it. And I think that's how the Spanish ministry came about in this church. You know the story of how Luis and I met and how God kind of put that together. And so we're excited about what he's doing. We've been running the Spanish service now for a couple of months. And we're trying to reach that community. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to give each one of us more of a burden for it, as well as to see an example of how it might be going. Our goal ultimately is to not just have the service, but do all the other ministries that are associated with the service. You know, the rangers, the missionettes, the nursery, and the things that go on Sunday morning for the rest of us. We want to be able to incorporate that for those in our community who may not have an English-speaking background. And we want to be able to do that. And what I wanted to do this morning was have Luis share from his heart what God's put on his heart and have our brother Edgar translate for us. I want Luis to feel free to speak and preach in Spanish and then have the translation come for us to see what his heart is like. So would you welcome both Pastor Luis and Pastor Edgar this morning?
Buenos días. Buenos días. Démosle un aplauso al Señor, hermanos.
This mic, is it on? Yeah, it's on. Okay, great. Excellent.
Le damos gracias al Señor.
We give thanks to the Lord
por estar en este lugar hermoso,
to be in this divine, amazing place
con personas santas,
with people who God calls them saints,
y estar unidos aquí con mi hermano Edgar.
And he's here with me.
Que yo decía, ¿cómo podré hablar a otras personas? Pero Dios pone en el camino a personas como él.
I was wondering, how can I bring forth the word in Spanish? And God puts me as a translator on behalf of what the Lord would want to do through Luis today.
Porque yo no puedo nada de inglés.
Because I don't know English.
Pero sé que somos salvos.
But I know that we are all saints.
Y que creemos en el Padre, en el Hijo y en el Espíritu Santo.
And that we believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Le doy las gracias a Dios también, primeramente, por haber permitido que esta iglesia se abriera al pueblo hispano.
I give thanks to the Lord for the work and the humility that has been offered to Pastor Luis for opening up the opportunity to bring humbly a Spanish-speaking service into this area.
Le doy gracias a Dios por los pastores de este lugar, hermano Jeff, su esposa.
We give thanks to the pastors for him and his wife.
Y a toda la congregación que está aquí presente.
And for the remaining of all of you saints who are here in this lovely congregation.
Dios es bueno.
God is great.
Nosotros somos los malos.
We're the ones who have issues.
Sí, Dios es bueno. Como dijo mi hermano, Dios es bueno.
Like our sister says, God is really good.
Y nosotros como iglesia hispana ya tenemos el primer fruto también.
And we as a Spanish church have our first fruit again.
Quisiera que nuestra hermana Lola se pusiera de pie.
We would like to Miss Lola to stand up.
Ella es la primera
the first
que ha aceptado
that has accepted
y ha puesto en su corazón pues venir a escuchar la palabra de Dios.
And has placed her heart to Jesus and to come and hear the word of the Lord.
A este lugar.
In this place.
Es el caso. También le doy las gracias a Dios.
Also give thanks to the Lord.
Por mi familia.
For my family.
Por mis hijos.
For my sons.
Que con ellos comenzamos en El Salvador.
That with them we started in Salvador.
A predicar el evangelio.
To proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
En mi lugar natal.
In his home country.
Estaban ellos pequeñitos.
They were little.
Y ahora Dios nos ha permitido pues estar en este lugar ya cuando ellos han crecido.
And now God has offered an opportunity to be here in America and now they're older.
Y ellos nos acompañan siempre cuando tienen tiempo venir a la iglesia.
And his children come here and also take the time to be here and hear the word of the Lord.
Mi hija está aquí en esta mañana.
My daughter is here this morning.
Quisiera que pusiera de pie.
I would like her to stand up.
Ella es mi hija Cindy.
In a sense.
Es la menor. Y por supuesto, pues anda su novio.
And also for her
con
boyfriend
ella,
to be
quisiera
here.
Que se pusiera de pie.
So he's going to stand up as well.
Y estoy muy contento, estoy muy alegre.
And I'm very, very excited.
De servirle al Señor.
To serve the Lord.
Y todos conocen pues a mi esposa, ¿verdad que?
And all of you know my lovely, beautiful wife, my spouse.
Que es la esposa que Dios me dio cuando yo tenía 15 años.
The love of my life that God placed in my life at the age of 15 years old.
Tenemos como 30 y fracción de años, quizás.
We have 30 plus years of marriage.
Y ella me ha acompañado en las buenas y en las malas.
And she has been with me through good times and bad times.
Y me ha dado tres hermosos hijos.
And has given me three lovely, beautiful children.
Y por eso yo la amo mucho.
And I love her with all my heart.
Démosle un aplauso. Ahora bien, vamos a entrar en lo que es la meditación de esta mañana.
Now we're going to enter into our meditation for the morning.
Quisiera que nos pusiéramos de pie, por favor.
I would like you all to stand up.
Y que los que han traído Biblia, pues.
And the ones who have brought the word of the Lord.
Que busquemos en el libro de los Hechos.
Open it to Acts 19, 1 and 2.
Qué bonito se oye cuando se abre la Biblia.
How lovely it is when the pages are being turned in the book of life.
Cuando lo tengamos listo, digamos amén.
Perdón.
Cuando tengamos lista la palabra, digamos amén.
When we have the word ready, just say amen.
Okay, dice de la siguiente manera la palabra del Señor. Aconteció que entre tanto que Apolos estaba en Corinto, Pablo, después de recorrer las regiones superiores, vino a Éfeso y hallando a ciertos discípulos, les dijo: ¿Recibisteis el Espíritu Santo cuando creísteis? Y ellos le dijeron: Ni siquiera hemos oído si hay Espíritu Santo.
Acts 19, 1 and 2. And it happened while Apollos at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? So they said to him, We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
Oremos. Padre buen Dios.
Father God.
Gracias te damos, Señor.
We give thanks, O Lord.
Porque estamos en este lugar.
Because we're here in this amazing, wonderful place.
Para hablar tu palabra, Señor.
To speak and proclaim your word.
Para entender lo que tú quieres decirnos a nosotros.
To better understand what you're trying to communicate to us.
Por medio de tu Santo Espíritu.
Via your Holy Spirit.
Que es el que mora en nosotros.
Who is the one who moves us.
Y que nos enseña la verdad
and
que
teaches
tú
the word of the Lord.
Tienes para nosotros, Señor.
And what you have for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Pueden sentar.
Please be seated.
En este capítulo 19 del libro de los Hechos,
in this
1 y
chapter
2,
19,
pues dice que Pablo llegó a la ciudad de Éfeso.
Speaks to Paul, went into the city of Ephesus.
Y halló a ciertos discípulos en ese lugar.
And there were some disciples in this place.
Pero
but,
él les hace una pregunta a ellos.
But then he asked them a question.
¿Tú recibiste el Espíritu Santo cuando
have
creíste?
You received the Holy Spirit?
Y la respuesta de ellos fue,
and the answer,
ni siquiera sabemos si hay
we
Espíritu
have
Santo.
No idea what that is.
El tema de esta mañana,
so in this morning,
es ¿quién es el Espíritu Santo?
What is the Holy Spirit?
¿Quién es el Espíritu Santo?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Esa pregunta lo podemos hacer nosotros. ¿Sabemos quién es el Espíritu Santo?
That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Do we know the Holy Spirit and its work?
Si no lo sabemos es porque a veces no han habido personas que nos digan quién es el Espíritu Santo.
If we do not know, we really have not encountered that, and nor have we met people that can tell us what is the Holy Spirit.
Pero ¿sabía usted que el Espíritu Santo?
But do you know that the Holy Spirit?
Es la tercera persona de la Trinidad.
Is the third person of the Trinity.
Padre,
Father,
Hijo,
Son,
Espíritu Santo.
And Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo,
the Spirit of the Lord,
no es un nuevo comenzar que ha habido en estos tiempos.
It's not a new beginning for this season.
El Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit,
es Dios.
It's Christ.
El Espíritu Santo ha estado en la creación.
The Holy Spirit has been from the beginning in creation.
El Espíritu Santo ha estado en las situaciones antiguas, en las situaciones presentes y va a estar en las situaciones futuras.
The Holy Spirit has been in the circumstances of the past, the new and the future.
Pero lamentablemente en este tiempo,
but in this season,
cuando la maldad se ha multiplicado,
when the bad things begin to happen,
el amor de muchos se ha enfriado.
The love of many have grown cold.
Y ni siquiera saben quién es el Espíritu Santo.
And have no idea who is the Holy Spirit.
Ni siquiera sabemos quién es Jesús.
Nor do we know who Jesus Christ is.
¿Por qué? Porque quieren borrar el nombre de Jesús.
Why? Because they want to erase.
Pero el Espíritu Santo ha venido.
But the Holy Spirit has come.
Para recordarnos.
He's come to remind us.
Acerca de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
About who is Jesus Christ.
En este tiempo,
in this season,
se han equivocado tanto.
Many have become so
muchas religiones,
because of the religions,
creen en diferentes cosas.
Who have taken many different thoughts on what that is.
Testigos de Jehová creen solo en Jehová.
Jehovah's Witnesses believe in Jehovah.
Y olvidan al Hijo.
And they have forgotten the Son.
Y olvidan al Espíritu Santo.
And they have forgotten the Holy Spirit.
Ellos creen que
they believe
que Jesús
that Jesus
no es Dios.
Is not God.
Y ellos creen que el Espíritu Santo es una fuerza activa.
And they believe that the Holy Spirit is something that's falsely, not real.
Otros,
others,
solo creen en Jesús.
Only believe in Jesus.
Se olvidan de Jehová y se olvidan del Espíritu Santo.
So they forget about God and they forget about the Holy Spirit.
En este momento,
in this time,
hay iglesias que solo creen en el Espíritu Santo.
There are churches that just believe the Holy Spirit.
Se olvidan de Dios.
They've forgotten about
Christ. Y se olvidan del Hijo.
And they have forgotten about Jesus.
Mas el Espíritu Santo,
more so, the Holy Spirit
ha venido a este mundo,
has come into this world,
que lo envió el Padre, lo envió Jesús,
to remind us that he sent Christ,
para que nos enseñe a nosotros,
so that the Holy Spirit can teach
acerca
us
de quién es el que nos ha dado la vida eterna,
about who is the one who gives eternal life.
El trabajo del Espíritu Santo,
the work of the Holy Spirit,
es hacer que nosotros reconozcamos,
does the work to remind us and to come into the knowledge,
que solamente Jesucristo,
that only Christ, Jesus,
es el que pagó en la cruz de Calvario,
is the one who died for our sins.
Démosle un aplauso al Señor.
Give him a applause. Give the Lord a hand.
Por eso es que nosotros,
that's why,
como asamblea de Dios creemos,
as an assembly of God, we believe,
que el Espíritu Santo,
that the Holy Spirit
es Dios,
is Christ,
que Jesús,
that Jesus
es Dios,
is Christ,
que Jehová es Dios,
that God is Christ.
En el Antiguo Testamento dice, oye Israel,
in the New Testament says, the New Israel,
Jehová uno es,
Jesus is number one.
En el Antiguo Testamento Dios ha hablado a los hombres a través,
in the Old Testament God will bring forth to the men
revelaciones, sueños.
Revelations and dreams.
En el Nuevo Testamento,
in the New Testament,
Dios se hizo carne,
became flesh,
para venirnos a hablar a nosotros,
to come and speak to us,
para venir a ver él que si era cierto lo que está pasando en esta vida,
to come and show us and display to us what is going on in this world today.
Porque Jesús fue,
because Jesus Christ did,
una persona normal como usted y yo.
Was a normal person just like us.
Jesús, 100%
Jesus,
Dios,
100% Christ,
100% hombre,
100% flesh.
Pero él les habló a las personas,
but he spoke to the people,
pero no le creían,
but they did not believe.
Hizo milagros,
and even did miracles,
pero unos incrédulos,
but they didn't even believe.
Y entonces, pero él ha venido trabajando con el ser humano.
Then he has come to begin to work through the human beings, through the people who are made of flesh.
Para que entendamos,
for them
que
to
hay
understand
un infierno,
that there is a hell,
y hay una gloria,
and there is a heaven and a glory.
Pero si no hay nadie que nos explique,
but if there's no one to explain,
¿qué es el caminar en el Señor?
That is the divine calling of the Lord.
Miles y miles,
thousands upon thousands,
van a entrar al infierno,
will perish and go into hell.
Ignorantes,
with ignorance,
de no saber lo que la palabra dice.
We need to know
vida.
What the word of the Lord says about that, Holy Spirit.
Y Jesús le dio otra oportunidad a nosotros.
And Jesus has given us a second chance.
Porque cuando él vino lo mataron.
Because when they came, they crucified him and killed him.
Y lo enterraron.
And they buried him.
Pero resucitó al tercer día.
But Christ brought him back the third day alive.
Démosle un aplauso a mi Jesús.
Give Christ an applause.
Y cuando él resucitó.
And when he sent his son.
No se olvidó de nosotros.
Never forgot about us.
Porque él reina.
Because he reigns.
En el reino de los cielos.
In the glory of the heavens.
Pero envió el Espíritu Santo.
But he brought the Holy Spirit.
Para que nos recordara a nosotros.
To remind us.
¿Cuál es el camino?
Which is the
que
way
debemos andar.
That we should be proceeding to.
Pero por haberse multiplicado la maldad.
But because malice has multiplied.
El amor de muchos se ha enfriado.
The love of many have grown cold.
Si supiéramos,
if we only knew,
¿quién es el Espíritu Santo?
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
No viéramos muchas cosas afuera equivocadas.
There would not be the things that are happening bringing contrary understanding and purpose to a crisis.
Pero las iglesias necesitamos,
but the churches need,
explicarle a las personas,
to explain to the people who come,
y aprender nosotros mismos,
and for ourselves to even learn,
que quién es el Espíritu Santo.
What is the Holy Spirit?
Cuando nosotros,
when we
comprendemos quién es el Espíritu Santo,
understand who and what is the Holy Spirit,
vamos a andar con gozo,
We're going to speak with joy.
Con paz.
With peace.
Paciencia.
With patience.
Mansedumbre.
And calmness.
Templanza.
And joy everlasting.
Con amor.
With love.
Vamos a amar a nuestros prójimos.
We're going to love our neighbors.
Estoy muy agradecido.
I am so thankful.
Que el pueblo americano nos ama a nosotros también.
That because he loves us so much.
Démosle un aplauso al Señor.
Give another applause to the Jesus that we serve.
Porque ante los ojos de Dios,
because before God,
somos iguales todos.
We're all equal.
Somos iguales.
We're equal.
Ahora bien,
now,
si hiciera una pregunta, ¿qué me respondería usted si yo preguntara quién es el Espíritu Santo?
If I ask you a question, what is the Holy Spirit? How would you answer it?
¿Qué usted respondería?
What would you answer?
¿Qué respondería si alguien preguntara quién es el Espíritu Santo?
What would you answer to someone that wants to know who is the Holy Spirit?
Podemos quizás decir, sí, el Espíritu Santo.
But perhaps we'll say, the Holy Spirit.
Yo lo tengo.
I have, I possess it.
Pero al ver los frutos, nos damos cuenta de que el Espíritu Santo.
But its fruits, we know that the Holy Spirit.
Mora solo en corazones limpios.
Moves the heart of those who have a clean heart.
Porque podemos decir yo tengo el Espíritu Santo.
Because we can say we have the Holy Spirit.
Pero no has olvidado perdonar a tu hermano.
But not forget that we do are to forgive our brothers.
Puedes decir yo tengo el Espíritu Santo.
We can say we have the Holy Spirit.
Pero solo piensas en ti y no en los demás.
But we only think about ourselves and no one else.
Puedes decir yo tengo el Espíritu Santo.
You could say we do have the Holy Spirit.
Pero solo lo sientes cuando hay emoción.
But only when we have emotion.
El Espíritu Santo tiene que estar en todo tiempo en usted y en mí.
The Holy Spirit has to be working in you all the time.
Sé que el Espíritu Santo es el que Jesús envió.
I know that the Holy
como
Spirit
paracleto,
was what Jesus sent,
que ande con nosotros siempre.
So that he will abide in us and be with us.
Y que nos recuerde.
And to remind us.
Si estamos haciendo algo malo.
If we're doing the work that is good and pleasing to God.
O estamos haciendo algo bien.
Or are we doing the wrong things that are against God?
Pero es importante.
But it's very important.
Saber acerca del Espíritu Santo.
To know the work of the Holy Spirit and know Him.
Porque Él es el que nos está recordando.
Because He's the one that's going to remind you.
Lo que hizo antes, lo que hizo
what
Jesús.
He did in the
y
past,
lo que estamos haciendo
the future,
en este tiempo.
And in the present. And what Jesus did for us.
Pero en este tiempo,
but in this season,
se ha enloquecido la situación.
The situation is out of control.
Casi nadie le gusta hablar de estas cosas.
Then no one wants to talk about these things.
Porque dice, si yo digo algo,
because if I say something,
se me va a ir el que da los diezmos.
The people become stiff and not move.
Si yo le digo que está en pecado,
if I tell someone they're in sin,
se va a ir y ya no va a estar aquí en la iglesia.
And then they won't come back.
Pero el Espíritu Santo,
but the Spirit of the Lord,
quiere que nosotros sepamos la verdad.
Wants to bring us into
porque
the
nuestra
truth.
Vida,
because our ideal way of thinking,
no sabemos cuándo partimos.
We don't know what is to come.
Puede ser dentro de 50 años, it que el Señor quiera que 50 años.
It could be in 50 years.
O puede ser que ahora mismo al salir nos muramos.
That now or later on it will be the coming.
Y el Espíritu Santo lo que quiere es que nosotros comprendamos.
And the Spirit of the Lord wants us to come into an
que nuestra vida es como la flor del campo.
That our lives are like a flower.
Que en todo tiempo tenemos que estar preparados.
That we always should be ready.
Porque
because
los caminos hay.
The ways are.
El camino ancho.
There's a wide road.
Y el camino angosto.
And there's a narrow road.
En el camino ancho,
in the white road,
pues allí usted sabe,
it's where we know,
es abierto para todas las cosas.
That you know it's open for all of us.
El camino angosto,
the narrow way,
necesitamos estar delgaditos,
we need to be thin,
para poder pasar en ese camino,
to be able to walk through that passage.
Pero para estar delgaditos tenemos que ser ejercicio.
But to be thin, we need to be exercising.
Evitar comer mucho.
Not to eat so much.
para poder entrar en ese camino.
To be able to walk through that passage.
Y para eso cuesta.
And with that, there's a cost.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
Porque cuando comienza el Espíritu Santo a hablar a nuestras vidas,
because when the Holy Spirit begins to speak to our lives,
sentimos que la herida, como limón en la herida.
We sense a different mindset in the way of thinking in our lives.
Pero entre más limoncito le va echando, esa herida se va a secar.
But the more lemon we put into what we're doing, it will become bitter.
Eso es lo que el trabajo del Espíritu Santo en nosotros.
The work of the Holy Spirit is going to remind us of those things.
Que nos va limpiando.
Because he begins to cleanse us.
Poco a poco.
Step by step.
Porque hay dos clases de regeneración.
There's two classes of generations.
Una instantánea.
One that's instant.
Y otra progresiva.
And one is progressive.
En la instantánea,
in the instant life,
el Espíritu Santo trabaja inmediatamente.
The Spirit of the Lord begins to work right away.
Si tú tenías otra mujer, aparte de tu esposa,
if you tell something to another woman about
si el Espíritu
spouse,
Santo te toca tu vida,
if the Spirit speaks to you about your life,
inmediatamente le dices a la otra, ya no más.
And you begin to tell someone else, no more.
Tengo a mi esposa amada, la que Dios me ha dado.
I have a loved one, my wife, who I love so much.
Porque sé que si soy infiel,
because I know that if I'm unfaithful,
me voy a ir al infierno.
I'm going to go to hell.
Pero ahora se ha dado la moda,
but now we've come into a new era,
de que los hombres, como han leído, ciertas religiones les han dicho,
that the men have come into different religions,
que el hombre puede tener siete esposas,
and different mindsets about wives.
Pero el Espíritu Santo dice que solamente una.
But the Spirit of the Lord has brought you only one wife.
Y para reconocer cuando Jesús, el Espíritu Santo, nos habla nuestras vidas,
and when the Lord speaks to us about our own lives,
tenemos que traer un corazón abierto,
we have to have a heart that's open and available,
para entender qué es lo que Él quiere que nosotros hagamos.
To understand what is it that He's desiring from us.
El Espíritu Santo es como un doctor.
The Holy Spirit is like a doctor.
Un doctor.
A doctor.
Cuando tú vas,
when you go there,
y tienes una
and you have a heart issue,
y el doctor te dice, mira, esa todas la tienes porque estás fumando.
And the doctor tells you, you have those problems because you've been smoking.
Tienes que parar.
You have to slow down and stop.
Porque lo que viene es peor.
What's coming ahead of life is going to be worse.
Cáncer en el pulmón.
Cancer in the lungs.
Cáncer en la garganta.
Cancer in the throat.
Que se te van a caer los dientes.
That your teeth are going to fall.
Pero el doctor humano te dice, deja de hacerlo.
But the doctor in the human mindset, the human nature tells you, let it be.
Porque sabía usted,
because you know,
que nosotros tenemos que tener un cuerpo saludable para el Señor.
That we should have a healthy temple for the Lord.
Porque el Espíritu Santo mora en usted y en mí.
Because the Holy Spirit lives in you.
Si el Espíritu Santo nos está diciendo,
if the Holy Spirit is speaking to us,
porque Él nos habla con tiempo,
because He speaks to us in His time,
y fuera de tiempo,
and outside of time.
Fíjese de que Él sabe lo que nos va a pasar en el futuro.
He knows what we're going to go through and endure in the future.
Y Él usa al médico y te dice, no lo hagas. Cuando vas a un psicólogo de matrimonial,
when you go to a psychologist because of marital problems,
y te pregunta, ¿cuál es tu problema?
And he asks you, what's your problem?
En tu hogar, ¿por qué peleas mucho?
In your home, why do you fight so much?
Y tú le dices al psicólogo, mire, entre tú y yo te voy a contar.
And you tell the psychologist, I'm going to speak to you between you and I.
Mi esposa ya se dio cuenta que tengo otra mujer.
My wife has found that I have a lover.
Y por eso peleamos.
And that's why we fight so much.
Y el médico te dice, no lo hagas.
And the doctor says, why you do that? Don't do it.
No lo hagas.
Don't do it.
Y ya vas a ver que van a venir tiempos de refrigerio a tu hogar.
And you're going to see that your home life will change.
Pero el Señor nos ha dado un espíritu con libre albedrío.
But the Lord has given us a spirit of freedom.
De hacer caso o no hacer caso.
To either believe or don't believe.
Nosotros como pastores lo que tenemos que hacer es predicar.
We as pastors we need to bring
the proclamation of the gospel.
So we come into the understanding of what his work is.
Si usted quiere seguir fumando más, fume.
If you want to keep smoking, keep smoking.
Pero acuérdese que el día de mañana no le va a echar la culpa a Dios.
But remember that tomorrow you can't blame God.
Cuando esté echando sangre,
when you're bleeding,
no le diga, ay, Dios, me castigaste. Si con tiempo te he dicho deja de fumar.
Don't say, Lord, I'm blaming you for the things that have happened to me.
Si te dice, no tengas relaciones extramaritales.
If he tells you not to have extramarital affairs.
Porque si tenés relaciones extramaritales, vas a agarrar el SIDA.
Because if you have extramarital affairs, you'll have AIDS.
Démosle un aplauso al Señor.
Give the Lord a hand.
Vas a infectar a tu esposa.
Are you going to speak to your wife?
Y el doctor te dice, no lo hagas.
And the doctor tells you, don't do it.
El Espíritu Santo te dice esta mañana.
The Spirit of the Lord tells you this morning.
No lo hagas.
Don't do it.
El Espíritu Santo te dice, yo soy tu sanador.
The Holy Spirit says, I'm the healer.
Yo soy tu protector.
I'm your protector.
Antes de que las cosas vengan.
Before those things come to.
Yo la he dicho, dijo el Señor.
I have brought a warning about what the Lord had said to you.
El Espíritu Santo es amor.
The Holy Spirit's love.
Dice la Biblia que.
The Bible says.
Que hablemos lenguas angelicales.
That we have many tongues to speak.
O que regalemos lo que tengamos a otras personas.
Or to give what we have, our possessions, to other people.
Pero si no hay amor en nosotros.
But if there's no love in us.
De nada sirve.
Then what good is it for us to do those things?
Por eso es que dije desde el principio.
That's why I said from the beginning.
Que podemos decir que tenemos al Espíritu Santo y no amamos a nuestro hermano.
That we can say we know the Holy Spirit, but do we really know the Holy Spirit?
Habemos familias.
We have families.
Que tenemos enemistades con las otras familias de tiempos atrás.
That we have many, many relationships past decades from before.
A veces discutiendo por cosas terrenales que aquí van a quedar.
Sometimes we have argued over things that really doesn't bring anything about.
Porque nada nos llevamos.
Because we can't take anything with us.
Ni los zapatos.
Not even our own shoes.
Cuando morimos,
when we die,
nada nos llevamos.
You can't take anything with you.
Deja de pelear por
Stop
esas cosas
fighting
que te están
for the things that bring nothing.
Tu situación espiritual con Dios.
And I cannot help you in your spiritual life.
Porque dice la Biblia que seguir la paz y la santidad sin la cual nadie verá al Señor.
The Bible says that without the peace and the joy of Christ, you can't do anything.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Es el que me enseña a mí.
Is the one who teaches me.
A respetar a mi esposa.
To respect my wife.
A respetar mi cuerpo.
To respect my temple.
Porque quiere morar en cuerpos sanos.
Because the Holy Spirit wants to reside in a healthy, clean temple, body.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Nos enseña el camino.
Teaches us the way.
Que Jesucristo vino a mostrarnos a nosotros.
That Christ came to demonstrate to us.
Pero cuando dieron a escoger entre un ladrón, a Barrabás o a Jesús, ¿qué dijo la persona?
But when Jesus has to bring a demonstration of a thief and of Barnabas on the cross,
como seres humanos,
like human beings,
siempre escogemos,
we always choose
la mala elección.
¿La qué?
Mala elección.
We always pick the wrong things. We select the wrong choices.
Porque le preguntaron al pueblo, ¿a quién quiere?
Because they asked them, who do you want?
¿A Jesús o a Barrabás?
Jesus or Barnabas.
¿Qué dijo el pueblo?
What did the people say?
¿Qué dijo el pueblo?
What did the people say? Barabbas.
Y eso que dijeron Barrabás, a ellos les había dado comida a Jesús.
And those were the ones that, ¿qué fue?
Los que dijeron a Barrabás,
the ones who spoke to Barabbas,
Dios les había dado comida.
God have given them food.
Yo sé que Dios te ha hecho milagros en tu vida.
I know that God has done miracles in your lives.
Pero a veces,
But sometimes
nos olvidamos lo que él quiere que nosotros hagamos.
We forget about what he desires out of us.
Y agarramos nuestro propio camino.
And we take our own way in our own decisions in our own ways.
Mala elección.
Wrong directions.
Pero el Espíritu Santo ha venido.
But the Holy Spirit has come.
Para decirnos, esa es mala elección.
To speak to us and bring us into the mindset
that
he gives
us
the right direction and he teaches us the lessons in which he wants us to follow.
Y la buena elección
and the good lessons
es de buscar al Señor Jesús
is to find Jesus Christ
en todo tiempo.
Every time we get an opportunity.
La Biblia,
the Bible, the Word of the Lord.
Este libro,
this book,
han querido deshacerse de él.
Many have wanted to remove
han tratado
this.
De quemarlo.
They've tried to burn this
de
book.
Enterrarlo.
Bury this book.
A veces han habido tiempos.
It's been many,
tiempos
many times
pasados,
in the past.
Que han pasado 40, 50 años que 40, no se sabe de la palabra de Dios.
40, 50, many years ago.
Pero vuelve a resurgir.
Many has forgotten the word of the Lord, but the word of the Lord comes alive.
Porque es la palabra de Dios.
Because it's the word of the Lord.
En este tiempo,
in this season,
tengamos cuidado si usted oye lo que el Espíritu Santo le quiere decir.
We have to take heed to what the word of the Lord says.
Ahora el diablo es más sutil.
Now, the
para
devil,
quitar las Biblias de enfrente de nosotros.
Now the devil is very divisive to come into your lives, into your homes, to take you away from the word of the Lord.
Él te ha dicho, mira.
And he says,
ya no compres Biblia.
Don't invest your lives anymore in
pues
el, the Bible.
El celular ahí solo puyas y ya sabes a dónde está.
Don't worry, you can do it on your own.
Pero cuando le preguntan a dónde está el libro tal, no sabe la persona.
But when the question is asked about where is the word of life,
porque por haberse multiplicado la maldad, el amor de muchos se ha enfriado.
Because of the malice and the wickedness that's happening in today, they have forgotten who Christ is.
Y se olvida uno de leer la palabra.
And you forget to read the word of the Lord.
Va a venir un tiempo.
There's going to be a time that's going to come.
De que ya no va a haber Biblia.
That you will not have a Bible.
Solo van a haber celulares.
There's going to be only cell phones.
Internet. Pero la situación es.
But the situation is.
Que va a venir un gobernador.
That's going to come a governor
que no va a creer en Dios.
That he's not going to believe in Christ.
Y él solo le va a hacer a un botoncito.
And that's going to create a button.
Y se le va a borrar de su teléfono lo que Dios
gonna,
quiere que nosotros sepamos.
That he's going to wipe everything from you.
Por eso le aconsejo
your cell phones.
De que tenga su Biblia en su casa.
That's why we need to have the Bible in our hearts.
Para que usted le enseñe a sus nietos.
And in our homes where you can teach your
hijos.
People, your kids, your children, your grandchildren.
Lo que Dios quiere con nosotros.
What is it that Christ desires out of us?
Porque la Biblia.
Because the Bible.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Is the true word of God.
Ella es la palabra.
It is the word of God.
Yo quisiera que levantáramos la Biblia todos.
Do you have a Bible lifted up?
O sea que si queremos, si el Espíritu Santo es maestro,
if the Holy Spirit is the teacher,
tenemos que ser nosotros estudiantes.
Then we have to become the pupils, the students.
Pueden bajarla, hermano. Solo quería. Tenemos que ser estudiantes.
We need to become the students.
Lo que el Espíritu Santo nos hable.
Of whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to us and teaches us.
Porque dice la Biblia también de que si tú escudriñas la palabra de Dios, en el momento necesario. Él te va a dar la sabiduría que es lo que tú tienes que hacer.
Because when we come into the truth of the word of the Lord, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal what he means to say to you through the word.
Pero lamentablemente nos estamos olvidando de la palabra.
But unfortunately
de Dios.
We become so cold and we've forgotten the word of the Lord.
Porque a veces el celular se te puede caer en el inodoro y se te arruina, ya no tienes palabra de Dios.
Because sometimes you can even drop your cell phones in the toilet and forget to read the word of the Lord.
¿A cuántos les ha pasado? Sí.
Many people have gone through those things.
Se les quema. Y si no tienen seguro, no pueden conseguir otro.
Or the cell phones burned out and if you have no insurance, you can't get another one.
Y si no tienes dinero, no vas a conseguirlo.
And if you have no money, you can't buy one.
Pero si tú en tu casa, en un lugarcito,
but if you're in your home,
pones tu Biblia como
in a small place, you put and set the word.
Y tienes un lugar donde tú vayas y te hincas y le dices, Señor,
and you have a place where you can come
aquí estoy.
And get on your knees and ask the Lord, here I am, Lord.
Déjame decirte.
Let me tell you.
Que lo que tú le pides en secreto ahí, él te lo va a dar en público.
That what you ask in secret, God will reveal it through His word.
Démosle un aplauso a mi Dios.
Give God another applause.
Porque Él es bueno con nosotros. El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Es el que nos ilumina.
Is the one who brings the thought and the brightness in us.
Es el que nos guía.
He's the one that gives the
tanto
guidance.
Aquí en este mundo no material.
In this peace to take away all this materialistic world that you live
in. Porque el Señor te da la sabiduría de hacer lo que estás haciendo en tu trabajo.
Because the Lord gives us the wisdom to do the things that He has even called us to do in our jobs.
Él te da la inteligencia.
He gives you the evidence.
Que puedas hacer lo que los demás no puedan hacer.
Of things that others can do, He gives them to you.
Yo siempre que voy a mi trabajo, le digo Espíritu Santo.
Whenever I go to work, I say, Holy Spirit.
Tú vas adelante.
You go ahead of me.
Porque yo no puedo inglés.
Because I don't speak English.
Yo solo lo que puedo hablar es de ti, pero si tú me das la inteligencia de hacer lo que tengo que hacer allí.
All that I can do is walk ahead of you. Walk ahead so that you can give me the discernment what to say and what to speak about who you are.
Yo lo voy a hacer.
And I want to be in obedience to what He tells me to do.
Y así lo he hecho hasta ahorita.
And that's what I have been doing.
Y a veces algunos me preguntan, ¿cómo haces si no hablas inglés?
Sometimes people ask me, but you don't speak English, how do you do it?
El Espíritu Santo está conmigo.
The Holy Spirit indwells in me and gives me the wisdom to act and will and purpose.
Si tú tienes el Espíritu Santo como tu amigo,
if you have your Holy Spirit as your friend,
no esperes más.
That's all you need.
Pídele lo que quieras y Él te lo va a dar.
Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you into the things that you desire.
Pero una cosa sí.
But one thing I must say.
Tienes que estar en su palabra.
You have to be in His word.
Tienes que andar en Él.
You have to be walking with Him.
Y si tú haces estas dos cosas, todo lo que quieras, Él te lo va a dar.
And whatever you desire and you please the Father, He'll give it to you.
Aún lo muy intenso, lo muy interno de aquí, lo profundo de tu corazón.
It has to be so profound in your heart so your heart reveals the condition of who you are in Christ.
El Espíritu Santo sabe.
The Holy Spirit knows everything about you.
Porque puso en el corazón del Pastor Jeff.
Because he's laid in the heart of the Pastor Jeff.
Hacer lo que está haciendo ahorita.
To do what he's doing today here in this church.
Aunque muchos de nosotros no lo entendamos a veces.
Where so many may not understand what the Lord has called him to do.
Pero el Espíritu Santo sabe qué es lo que va a hacer.
But the Holy Spirit knows exactly what Pastor Jeff has to be doing.
Él sabe mañana.
He knows that even tomorrow.
Él sabe lo que va a hacer.
The Holy Spirit knows exactly what he's going to do even
tomorrow. Yo le dije a Dios.
I've asked the Lord.
Unos días atrás.
Many days ago.
Señor.
Lord.
Yo quiero ir a una iglesia donde no me conozcan que soy pastor.
I want to go to a church where they don't know that I am a pastor.
Porque me siento el hombre más inútil.
¿Por qué?
Me siento el hombre más inútil.
Because I feel like a person that I cannot
Porque
do anything.
No puedo expresar tu palabra.
Because I can't speak of your word.
Y yo voy a poner mi traje y ya no voy a que me conozcan que soy pastor.
And I want to
me voy a buscar un trabajo, voy a buscar trabajo y ya no quiero ser pastor, Señor.
I don't want to be a pastor. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I've lost my capability of even speaking about the word of the Lord.
Estaba pasando una situación adversa.
I was going through a very difficult time.
Que no tenía nada.
That I had nothing.
No trabajo, no
no
dinero,
work,
no nada.
No money, nothing.
Pero lo peor que uno puede hacer es decirle al Señor, Señor.
But all I could do is go to the
yo
Lord
no quiero
and ask,
seguirte
Lord,
mejor, sino que hacer otras cosas.
I don't want to follow you, I just want to follow something else.
Y decidí.
And finally I came into my senses to decide.
Venir aquí a Dover a buscar trabajo.
To come here and look for a job.
Fui a buscar trabajo a los restaurantes. Porque eso es lo que puedo hacer, comida.
Looking for work at restaurants because that's all I knew how to do.
Lavar platos.
Wash dishes.
Hacer el piso.
and mopped the floors.
Y me vine a buscar trabajo y no encontré.
And I looked around, I looked around, I couldn't find a
Pero
job.
Pasando por ahí enfrente,
but we decided to walk in front of this church.
Vi esa, el rótulo de la iglesia.
I saw the sign in the church.
Y me puse a leer.
And I began to read.
Y en el momento salió el pastor Jeff.
And as soon as I was starting to read, Pastor Jeff came out.
A tirar basura, pienso.
To throw the trash out of the church.
Y me preguntó,
and he asked me,
¿quién era yo?
Who are you?
Y yo le dije, soy Luis.
So my name is Luis.
Y ando buscando trabajo.
And I'm looking for a job.
Y en el espíritu sentí,
and in my spirit, I felt,
este es tu trabajo.
This is your job, Christ.
Démosle un aplauso al Señor, hermano.
Give a plot to the Lord.
O sea que el Espíritu Santo,
so the work of the Holy Spirit,
no se equivoca,
is never ever wrong.
Me invitó a comer.
Pastor Jeff invited me to eat.
Y yo andaba quebrado en mi corazón.
And I began to feel a sense of difference in my heart.
Y el Espíritu Santo a través del pastor.
And the Holy Spirit began to work through the pastor's heart.
Me ministró de una manera increíble.
To begin to show me what I was not and what I was going to become.
¿Qué me dice, Luis? Ven a la iglesia.
The pastor invites me into
y cada
the
vez que yo venía a la iglesia,
and every time I would come to this church,
decía, Señor, abre mi corazón para escuchar tu palabra, Señor.
He would say, come and hear the word of the Lord.
Y cada vez que venía,
every time I would come here,
ven a mí, me decía.
The Spirit of the Lord would say, come here.
Because, ¿se recuerdan ustedes?
Because as you remember,
que las enseñanzas que está dando el pastor,
the teachings that the pastor has been
acerca
given
de Pedro,
has been about Peter.
Cuando estaba en la tormenta,
and when Peter was in the storm,
y cuando Jesús venía caminando,
and when Jesus was walking in the water,
le dijo Pedro, si tú eres el Señor,
he said to Peter,
manda que yo vaya allí donde tú estás.
Peter said to Jesus, if you are the Lord, then call me so that I can walk.
Y el Señor le decía, ven, Pedro.
And the Lord said, come, Peter. Come.
Y yo sentí en mi corazón cada vez que el pastor,
and it was the same as when the pastor began to invite
me. En el Espíritu Santo.
That I would come into his understanding of what the Lord was beginning to do through the pastor.
No temas.
For me to step out and say, don't fear.
No temas.
Don't fear.
Nada más que camina para acá.
But just walk and look towards me.
Y le digo al Señor lo que tú quieras conmigo, Señor.
And finally I came to a conclusion and said, Lord, just whatever you want to do with me.
Y heme aquí.
And I come back here.
Hay momentos,
there are times,
que los pastores quieren,
that the pastors,
que las iglesias estén llenas,
one that the churches
para ir a pastorear,
will be full, to go built.
Quieren que se les dé esto, se les dé esto otro, se les dé lo otro.
And even at times with as pastors desires that we have this and that.
Pero,
but
cuando tú eres llamado de Dios,
but when you have been called by God,
no te importa la situación.
It doesn't really matter what the conditions are, what the expectations are.
Porque dice la Biblia,
because the Bible says,
que donde uno o dos o tres estén,
where there's more than one, where there's two or three or more,
ahí voy a estar yo, dice el Señor.
Christ is there in the midst of that.
Yo estoy contento porque cuando predico aquí en la noche, en la
I'm
tarde,
so happy that I'm privileged to be able to come and speak here and proclaim
con
the
dos,
word
with, mis hijos,
with my family, with the people that come.
Yo veo a la iglesia llena.
I see the church full.
No sé cuándo, pero el Señor lo va a hacer.
I don't know when, but this church will begin to fail because
al que
of the
cree,
Spirit,
todo le es posible, dice la Biblia.
Because the Bible says anything is possible with Christ.
Al que cree todo le es posible.
Whoever believes that everything is possible, it will be possible.
Y por eso yo le digo a mi pastor,
and that's why I said to my pastor,
que no importa que esas puertas estén abiertas si solo mi esposa y yo venimos.
That if it's only a handful, we're here.
Porque yo sé que al rato va a pasar otro como yo allá afuera.
Because I know that the same way that God got a hold of me outside is the same way he can get a hold of many other people to come here.
Y se va a detener.
And they will come and heat.
Y va a entrar.
And they will come inside.
Dame un aplauso al Señor porque
give the Lord a hand.
Dios es bueno.
God is great.
Cuando nosotros queramos algo de parte de Él, Él ya lo conoce.
When we know of Him, He already knows us.
Pero tenemos que andar en sus caminos.
And we have to be in His way.
Yo sé que aquí esta iglesia,
I know that here in this church,
es una iglesia de personas mayores.
Is a very mature church with people.
Personas jovencitas.
And with youngsters.
Pero todos tenemos alguna necesidad aquí adentro en el corazón.
And we all have a need in the heart.
Pero tenemos que dejar de hacer lo que estamos haciendo.
But we need to stop and do the things that we are called to do.
Para que él, fíjense que el Espíritu Santo, cuando Juan estaba bautizando a Jesús,
when the Spirit of the Lord came
dice
upon
que vio del cielo,
John,
oyó una voz que dijo, este es mi hijo amado. Y vio al Espíritu Santo como una palomita blanca.
When John the Baptist was baptized in Jesus, he saw the Spirit come down upon Jesus.
Él vio que era una palomita. Y ese es un símbolo del Espíritu Santo.
He saw the dove come into Jesus.
Pero el Espíritu Santo, eso quiere decir de que una palomita, usted sabe, de que si usted se acerca a ella, vuela rápido.
Is a representation of when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it moves and it flies.
Es sensible.
It's a sign.
Una palomita, si no lo reconoce a usted y se acerca y usted le quiere hacer, sale volando.
If you come close to a dove and doesn't recognize you, it'll fly away from you.
Por eso es que la Biblia dice en Efesios 4:30.
That's why the Bible says.
De que no contristemos al Espíritu Santo.
Perdón.
En Efesios, que no contristemos al Espíritu Santo.
You cannot conquer the Holy Spirit.
¿Y cómo se contrista al Espíritu Santo?
But you cannot constrict the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
Le invito a que abramos la Biblia, Efesios.
We're going to open the Word of the Lord.
Efesios, capítulo 4.
We're going to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Un momento. I have to tell you, this is challenging.
Efesios 4:30. Fíjese lo que dice allí.
Ephesians 4:30.
Y no contristéis.
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
Al Espíritu Santo de Dios, con el cual fuiste sellado.
By whom you were sealed.
Para el día de la redención.
For the day of redemption.
O sea que contristar al Espíritu, aquí mismo lo dice en la palabra. Allá arribita en el 27 le dice, ni deis lugar al diablo.
Even in verse 27 it says, nor give place to the devil.
Y dice más abajito en el 28, el que hurtaba, and no hurte más.
And even verse 28 says, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor.
Sino que trabaje.
Working with his hands.
Haciendo con sus manos lo que es bueno. Para que tenga con qué compartir con el que padece necesidad.
That he may have something to give.
O sea que aquí el Espíritu Santo te está diciendo.
So what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Que si tú en tu trabajo.
That if you're doing your job.
Miras algo que está así.
You find something.
Y tú pasas por allí.
And you walk by it.
Y tienes la oportunidad de tomarlo.
And you have the opportunity to take.
Y tú dices en tu corazón, nadie me ve.
And you say in your heart, no one can see me.
Pero el Espíritu Santo te está diciendo, no lo hagas.
But the Spirit of the Lord says, don't do it, don't take it.
Trabaja con tus manos.
Work with the Lord.
Para que así puedas ayudar a otros.
So that you can help others.
Porque dice la palabra que los ladrones no entrarán al reino de los cielos.
Because the word of the Lord says that thieves will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Y que tienes que trabajar también.
Because we need to work.
Para que no llegues a eso. Dice en el libro de los Proverbios, Señor, no me des muchas riquezas.
In the book of Proverbs it says, Lord, don't give me riches.
Para no olvidarme de ti.
So that I may not forget about you.
Pero no me des pobreza también. Pero no me des pobreza también.
But don't leave me poor, Lord.
Para blasfemar contra tu nombre.
So that your name will not be misrepresented.
El Espíritu Santo lo que quiere es que nosotros nos regeneremos día a día.
The Holy Spirit would like us to become regenerated.
Yo sé que
day by day.
Los jovencitos están escuchando.
I know that the youngsters are listening.
Ellos van a darse cuenta de que they're si miran algo por ahí, no lo van a agarrar porque el Espíritu Santo dice, no lo hagas.
They're going to come into the understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit, because when they come into the presence that there's something that they want to take, the Holy Spirit will convict them and tell them not to take it.
Ellos ya desde pequeños están escuchando lo que el Espíritu
Even
Santo está hablando.
Little, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to them.
Pero a veces nosotros llegamos a la edad avanzada y seguimos haciendo lo mismo.
But sometimes we use our own knowledge and our own intellect to do the things that are contrary to the work of the Holy Spirit.
A mí lo que se me ha pegado a veces son lapiceros.
For me has been pencils.
Soy adicto a los lapiceros.
I love pens.
No vayan a dejar un lapicero por ahí porque se los agarro.
Don't leave a pen laying around because I'll take it.
No, mi pastor me da lapiceros. Cuando ustedes me miren un lapicero que diga ya Assembly of God, es porque él me lo ha dado.
If I have a pen, it's because the pastor has given it to me with the Assemblies of God on it.
Me regaló una Biblia también de la que estaban allí.
He's given me a Bible.
En inglés.
In English.
Pero yo le pregunté a él, ¿me la puede dar?
But I asked him, can I have it?
Aunque muchos que me miraron se llevó la Biblia, el hermano Luis.
Maybe many would say, I've taken a Bible.
Pero él me la dio.
But he has been gracious to giving it to me.
Él me dio el lapicero, me dio la Biblia.
Gave me a pen, gave me a Bible.
Así es que ya se lo digo.
So I'm just telling you.
Y dice, mire, yéndonos por ahí. Ninguna palabra corrompida salga de vuestra boca. 29.
It also reads that let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
O sea que es el Espíritu Santo enseñándonos a nosotros a tener un vocabulario espiritual.
So I know that a vocabulary should be about the things of what the Spirit of the Lord will want us to come into.
Pedro.
But.
Él ya había aprendido un idioma espiritual.
But there is a spiritual language.
Pero cuando él se alejó un poquito de Jesús,
But when you separate yourself from Jesus,
y que a Jesús lo llevaron al pretorio,
and Jesus has been taken away,
y cuando él fue por ahí, una sirvienta le dijo a él, te reconozco, tú eres uno de ellos porque hablas diferente.
And when the serpent has said something that when I'm
Pedro,
sorry, when Peter, okay, thank you. Maybe you should come up here. Okay.
Pedro,
come here.
Cuando andaba con Jesús,
but Peter, when he was with Jesus,
aprendió un nuevo idioma.
He learned a new language.
O sea que dice acá la palabra, ninguna palabra corrompida salga de vuestra boca.
And because he learned a new language, he heard that no corruptible words should come out of you.
Pedro era.
Peter was.
Malcriado.
Not a good person. He was nasty.
Él trabajaba en la pesca.
He worked in the fishing business.
Y se salían unas palabras, malas palabras.
And he would curse.
Cuando no agarraba pescados.
When they would not catch any fish.
Pero cuando conoció a Jesús.
But when he found Jesus Christ.
Aunque no agarrara pescado.
Even if he didn't catch fish.
Él daba las gracias a Dios siempre.
He would give thanks to the Lord.
Pero cuando a Jesús lo apresaron.
But when Jesus was incarcerated,
y él se apartó un poco,
And he separated himself.
Y fue siguiéndolo.
But he still followed him.
Y cuando llegó al lugar donde estaban los demás,
and he went to the place where he was,
alguien le dijo,
someone said,
tú eres uno de los que andaban con
Are
Jesús.
You one of those guys who follow
Jesus?
O sea
que nosotros nos conocen.
Because others would know you.
Si nosotros decimos que somos cristianos,
if we say we're Christians,
en tu trabajo te van a conocer.
In your jobs they will know who you are.
Pero si tú te alejas del Señor,
but if you move away from the Lord,
comienzas a agarrar otra vez el idioma antiguo.
You will begin to go back to the old ways of being.
Pero si tú permaneces leyendo la palabra,
but if you stay in the word,
orando,
praying,
ayunando,
fasting,
congregándonos,
congregating together,
déjeme decirle,
let me tell
que no
you
hay lugar para esas palabras.
There is no room for those vocabulary words in you.
Porque de cada palabra que salga de nuestra boca,
because every word that comes out of our mouth,
vamos a dar cuenta.
We're going to give an account to.
La Biblia lo dice.
The Bible says.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Y Él quiere que nosotros cambiemos en todos los aspectos.
And He wants us to change in every aspect of our life.
Verso 31 dice.
Verse 31 reads.
Quítese de vosotros toda toda amargura,
let all
enojo, ira, gritería y maledicencia y toda malicia.
Verse 31 in Ephesians says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
O sea que el Espíritu Santo lo contristamos con esas cositas.
So when we do those things,
y él vuela.
We begin to have the Spirit of the Lord in us and it will begin to manifest and the Spirit will begin to move in you to will what God desires from you.
Pero ahora que lo leímos,
but now that we read,
ya estáis limpios todos.
Okay.
Ya estás limpio, si
now
ya lo
you've
leíste.
Come into a clean spirit.
Así como Jesús les dijo,
just like Jesus said,
porque yo vine,
I've come,
y les he dicho lo que están
and
haciendo.
I've told you,
ya están limpios, ya no lo hagan más.
That you're clean.
No lo hagan más. Si gritas en tu casa, ya no grites en tu casa.
If you scream in your houses, don't
si te
scream
enojas,
in your houses.
Ya no te enojes con nadie.
If you are mad, don't
porque
get
los
mad.
Frutos del Espíritu,
because the fruit of the Spirit
es amor, gozo, paz, paciencia, bondad,
fe. Love, peace, joy.
Los frutos del Espíritu tienen que estar en nosotros.
The fruits of the Spirit should be in us.
Si queremos ser unas personas saludables espiritualmente.
So that we may have healthy life and relationships in the Spirit of the Lord.
Para que la leamos, por favor.
We're going to read.
Deme unos dos minutos más.
Give me like two more minutes.
Primera de Corintios,
first,
capítulo
1 Corinthians
6.
1 Corinthians 6.
Versículo 17 y 19.
1 Corinthians 17 through 19.
Y dice, porque el que se une al Señor, un espíritu es con él. ¿Huir de qué? De la fornicación. Cualquier otro pecado que el hombre cometa está fuera del cuerpo. Mas el que fornica contra su cuerpo, propio cuerpo, peca.
Verse 17 reads, but he who is joined to the Lord is in one spirit with him. Verse 18, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
19.
Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own.
O sea que el Espíritu Santo lo que nos ha hablado ahorita es de que si no estás casado, que te cases.
So what the Holy Spirit is saying that if you're not married, stop sinning and get married.
Porque en la palabra dice que los adúlteros y fornicarios,
because the word says that adulterers and fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God.
No entrarán al reino de los cielos.
They will not come into the kingdom of God.
Y el Espíritu Santo con tiempo nos dice, cásate.
And the Holy Spirit with time will come and tell us, get married.
No importa que ya estés mayor con tu mujer o tu hombre, pero si el Espíritu Santo te dice, cásate, cásate.
We need to heed to the word of the Holy Spirit when he speaks to us about what it is to be in the purity of Christ.
If he Porque tells lo que you, leímos marry, acá, que cualquier otro pecado que el hombre cometa está fuera del cuerpo.
Because any sin that you commit that it's outside the body.
Pero el que comete fornicación con su propio cuerpo peca.
But he who commits sin with his own body, he will sin against God.
No es lo mismo que decir mi mujer que decir mi esposa.
It's not the same to say my wife or it is with that woman.
¿Y sabes qué? La juventud tiene que escuchar esto.
And the new generation has to know these things.
Porque conviene al ser humano.
Because it will bring righteousness to
En este mundo conviene que usted se une en matrimonio también con su pareja.
In this generation that we live in, the Spirit of the Lord wants to bring a unity among a husband and a wife.
Por todas las razones.
For all the reasons.
Allá en mi país, los hijos no llevaban el apellido del padre si no estaban casados.
In my country, if you were not married, you cannot carry the last name of the family.
Pero aquí el diablo ha tupido las mentes.
But here, the devil has blinded the minds.
Que le dice, no importa cómo estés.
That tells people, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you are.
Tu apellido siempre lo va a llevar tu hijo.
You'll always have a last name.
Pero la Biblia dice, cásate.
But the Bible encourages to be married.
Para que todo esté en paz y tranquilidad con
so
el Señor.
So that everything would be in the order in which the Spirit of the Lord says.
Dios es bueno.
Christ is amazing.
Y a través del Espíritu Santo.
And in the Holy Spirit.
Nos dice a nosotros.
As he speaks to us.
Que busquemos de su presencia.
Tells us to find his presence.
Si usted lo quiere hacer, va a encontrar la vida.
If you want to do that, you will find your life.
Si usted quiere cambiar su vocabulario, cámbielo.
If you want to change your vocabulary, you
si usted quiere dejar de fumar, déjelo.
If you want to leave anything that causes your temple to be unhealthy, then
si usted quiere seguir
God.
En fornicación, siga.
If you want to continue in fornication, you're going to continue to fornicate.
Pero él quiere que nosotros cambiemos.
But the love of Jesus wants you to change.
Si queremos obtener la vida eterna.
If we want to have eternal life.
No es fácil entrar en ese camino.
It's not easy to be in the way that he chooses for us to be.
Hay muchas cosas que hacer para cambiar nuestra vida.
There are many things that we need to change that we may find ourselves in.
Pongámonos sobre nuestros pies.
Stand up.
Quisiera de que pusieran la canción que le dije de último.
Can you play the last song that he instructed you to play?
Vamos a meditar. Si tú tienes una necesidad apremiante.
If you have a need that's pending.
Pero que sí necesitas que el Espíritu Santo toque tu vida.
So that the word can do in you.
Si te quieres quitar algunas cosas de tu vida.
If there's something heavy in you that you need to change and remove.
Pero tú en tu libre albedrío.
But you in the way in which you know you need to change.
Decide.
Decide. Do you want to change?
¿Quieres cambiar?
Do you want to change?
Busca al Señor.
Then find Christ.
Sopla.
¿Quieres que él te dé lo que tú quieres?
You have to understand that what you need.
¿Ya te cansaste quizás mucho tiempo?
Is Christ.
De estar pidiendo.
And he's asking you to come.
Y no lo recibes.
And decide.
Pero este día, si tú haces una promesa con él.
But this day, if you make a commitment with the Lord.
Porque este es el trabajo del Espíritu Santo.
The work of the Holy Spirit.
No es mi trabajo.
Will begin.
Este es el trabajo de él.
And you can't do it on your own. You
Pero
need to work with Christ.
Que tener fe.
But you must have faith.
El que necesita un
you,
favor de Dios.
You need the love of Christ.
Que pase al frente, por favor.
And if you want to come forth, if you need a change or a decision, then come forth.
Yo sé que Dios va a cambiar tu vida.
Because I know and I believe that Christ is the only one that can change your life.
Si hay personas que no han aceptado a Jesús,
if there's anyone here that has not made a commitment and a decision to come to find Christ,
tiene que aceptarlo en su corazón.
You need to come forth and accept him.
Si tú necesitas que Dios te ayude en ese problema que tienes,
if you need Christ to solve your problems,
tienes que buscarlo.
You have to find Christ.
Buscarlo en oración.
You have to find him in praying and seeking him and petitioning yourself before God.
Pero si no necesitas nada,
but if you don't need anything,
hay que darle gracias al Señor.
Give him thanks.
Porque yo sé que esta iglesia es una iglesia bendecida.
Because we have been blessed.
Una iglesia bendecida.
We have been blessed.
Que yo he sentido el Espíritu Santo acá. Y siento el Espíritu Santo acá.
I know that there's an amazing work that the Holy Spirit's doing here today.
Es por eso que decidí quedarme acá.
And that's why I decided to come and stay here.
Porque sé de que.
Because I know.
Que aman al Señor.
That you guys love the Lord.
Sopla, Cristo, sopla.
Jesus, we praise you.
Sopla, Señor, sobre mí tu vida.
Yes, God, reign over our lives.
Sopla, Cristo, sopla. Sopla, Señor, aliento de vida.
I want to give you life.
Viento de Dios.
I want to breathe my spirit upon you guys.
Sopla sobre mí tu vida. Tu sopla. Viento de Dios. Sopla. Aliento de vida.
Cristo sopla. Cristo sopla.
El Espíritu Santo es nuestro consolador.
We have the Holy Spirit to comfort us.
Yo sé que en esta vida han habido momentos críticos.
We know that we're going through some difficult times.
Han habido momentos que usted ha dicho, ya no creo en él.
And there have been moments where you just come to a point that
Pero
you
es cuando el Espíritu Santo viene,
you don't believe.
Y
but
te
the Spirit of the Lord comes to give you strength and to comfort you.
Y te da nueva fuerza
and it gives you strength
adelante.
To push forth when you know you can.
Yo sé que aquí hay personas que han perdido seres queridos.
I know there's people that have lost ones.
Que primeramente han querido decir que ya no quieren seguir el camino del Señor.
But God wants to strengthen you.
Pero viene el Espíritu Santo.
And the Holy Spirit wants to come in.
Y te da fortaleza.
And give you the strength that you need to carry on the life in which you're living today.
Porque Él es bueno con nosotros.
Because Christ loves us and he's
Yo sé
good
que hay personas
to us.
Que quizás hemos perdido los trabajos.
I know that there are many that are going through circumstances of jobs.
Porque necesitamos trabajo.
Because I know that we need work.
Pero el Espíritu Santo te dice, ten paciencia.
But the Spirit of the Lord tells you to be patient.
Para darte algo mejor.
To give yourself over to me so that I can do the work in you.
Sopla. Sopla, viento de Dios.
Sopla, aliento de Cristo. Sopla.
Take this time to meditate on the Lord and take this time to give yourself to the proclamation of the gospel so that the Spirit that indwells in you will bring a manifestation of holiness and he will bring you into the truth of what you're not and what he wants to do in you.
Sopla.
So what Christ is saying, let me reign over you, let me pour my spirit over you, let me open you and let me heal you, let me take the brokenness and let me give you the health and strength that you need from my spirit that embodies you inside of you. Trust me, seek me, and you'll find me. Let me comfort you. That is my purpose, as the Holy Spirit that embodies you and dwells inside of you. The promises that the Lord has given us are all amen. Because His word is so true. And He ordains us.
Amen, 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 amen.
He loves us. He desires peace in our lives, and He wants us to come into His promises that we will never doubt, but that we will lean on Him today.
Amen, amen.
If we say we love Him, then we must obey and trust what the Holy Spirit is doing inside of us. I want to change. Speak to the Lord and tell Him you want to change. I don't want to do the things I'm doing anymore. I want to change. I need a new life in my heart. I need a change. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that You will come and change us. Come, Lord, and heal my heart. That I may be able to worship You, Lord, and exalt You, and do Your work as You've called me, with the leading of Your Holy Spirit.
Gracias, Señor.
Lord, I thank You. Glory and honor.
A la orden del Señor.
Solo las hermanas levantando su voz.
Pastor Jeff. Oh, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank You for Your presence, Lord. Thank You, Father, for the way You work through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank You for my brother Luis, the God You've called him. You've placed a burden upon his heart, Lord. We thank You for what You're doing in and through him and his family. Lord, we pray Your continued blessings upon this ministry that we have begun, that God, You take it, You use it to reach people with the love and the power of Christ. Father, I pray for each person here that, God, we would have a renewed vigor, a renewed desire to experience that power of the Holy Spirit, that, God, we would live every day not under our own flesh, Lord, but under the anointing and the power of the Spirit. We would live by Your power, and we would exhibit the fruit of the Spirit every day and allow people to see in us, not us, but they would see Jesus. Father, I pray Your blessings upon us as we leave this morning. Allow us to go forth knowing that You've called each one of us, not just us up front, but You've called each one of us to be Your ambassador to this world who needs Jesus. Lord, bless us as we leave. Allow us to experience that power. Give us divine appointments. You work through us to the glory of God. Father, I commit each person to You, Lord. I pray Your blessings upon them in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Would you show your appreciation to Pastor Luis this morning?